Shalom aleichem, friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori, the Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says that according to Reb Shimon, Zika Kiknusa, and therefore, since a bond is like being married, when Reuven is married to a woman, and he has a brother Shimon. Shimon's also married to a woman, and Reuven dies. Shimon doesn't do Yibam. Now Levi is born. We would think that Levi would be Usser, because since Levi was not around when his brother Reuven died, that means that he is Usser to Reuven's wife. That's the rule, that if the brother is not around when his late brother dies, and only afterwards the brother is born, the baby brother is born, he is Usser for him forever to do Yibam with his late brother's wife. But here, since after Reuven died, Shimon was around, and she had a Zika with Shimon, so now after Shimon dies, Levi can marry her, because she was already considered, when Levi was born, she was already considered Shimon's wife, not Reuven's. So you see that Zika, having this bond, even before you do the actual Yibam, is like being married, and therefore she's mutter to Levi. And the Gemara says, how can that be? Rav Yosef says in the bottom of Yud Ches, some days, Zika Maimer Misafka Lele Rav Shimon Knusadami Olav Knusadami, Zika Lechude Mibaya. If Zika together with Maimer Rav Shimon isn't so sure if she's considered a Knusa, if she's considered married or not, certainly just Zika alone can't make her considered married. Mai, what's the case of Rav Yosef? So he brings the following case. If three brothers married to three unrelated sisters, now Reuven dies. Reuven Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies. Vasaba Sheni Maimer, now Shimon does Maimer on Reuven's wife. Now Shimon dies. So now, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife do chalitza with Reuven, with Levi, and not Yibam. Shemar meis echad. Mehem yivam yavo aleha. Mishel azikas yavam echad v'lo mishel azikas v'lo shel azikas shnei yivmen. It says only when one dies, he has bia with the yavama. They have bia. Her yavam comes upon her. She has bia with her yavam. So that's only somebody who has the zik of one yavam, not the zik of two yavam. And therefore, Reuven's wife cannot do yibam, because she is considered both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. She's Reuven's wife, and the zika didn't go away with the maimer to Reuven. And she's also Shimon's wife, midrabbanan. Since you can't do Yibam on Reuven's wife, you also can't do Yibam on Shimon's wife, because she's tzara, the tzara of somebody who's not really Yibam. Shimon says no. You can do Yibam on either one. Rashi says that there's no problem of two Yavams here, because if Maimer is Kona, she's Shimon's wife. And if Maimer's not Kona, then she's Reuven's wife. But she's not considered both Reuven and Shimon's wife. So we avoided the problem of Zikat Shnei Yivmin. So therefore he can do Yibum on either Reuven's wife or on Shimon's wife, and he does Chalitz on the other one. But Yibum Etarvayu Lob, Reb Shimon holds, he can't do Yibum on both. The Dilma Yesh Zika. Because maybe there is Zika. And if there is Zika, then she's considered married to Shimon. And then it's Havu Shtei Yibum Sabos Mebayis Echad, Yibum Mebayis Echad. And then you have two Yavamas coming from one house. Both of them are Shimon's wives. You can't do Yibam on two wives of one brother. So that's the tzad, that's Zika Kiknusa. and Yivum Echad of Iftaridach, do Yivum on one of them and Patur the other without Chalitza, like you normally do, you can't do that here, because Dilmein Zika Kiknusa. Maybe Zika is not Kiknusa. And it's like two Yivams that come from two separate houses. In other words, this woman's really Reuven's wife, and she's really, the first woman really still belongs to Reuven. She's really connected to Reuven. She's coming from Reuven's house. And then Shimon's wife is coming from Shimon's house. They're from two batim. So just doing Yibam on one, is it going to help you to patter the other? Salma Misafgalei. So it's Mukh from this Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon has a suffix. If through Zika and Maimer, she's considered Kiknusa or not? You see, there's a tzad. Dilma ain't Zika Kiknusa. And that's with Maimer, maybe she's not considered as coming from Shimon. Certainly without Maimer, just Stamazika, she's not considered, there's a tzad that she's not considered coming from Shimon, but she's still considered from Reuven's house. So how can we have said earlier that it's so clear to Reb Shimon that Zika Kiknusa, here we see that Shimon isn't sure if Zika's Kiknusa or not. Ad kan midivrei kotsho shel ha-Gemara. So now we get to the kash of the Rashba. Let's read the Lashon of Kotsho shel ha-Rashba. Kashilon. Dilma li'olamei malach yesh zika. V'zika kiknusa. My question is that really I'll tell you that there is zika. That the bond is substantial. V'zika kiknusa. And zika is therefore like being married. Va'afilu b'zika shnei yivmin. And even if it's a zika of two Yivmin, we'll say Zika Kiknusa. Uma Tomer Meshi Zika Liabim Chadavit Padridach, Velohi, the Shtei of Amos Habos Mishne Batim Afila Reb Shimon Tarvayu Yim Yabmin, the Lobi Talta Mitzisiba Migamalachim. Elahainu time mishum dasa ba maimur misafkalei maimur kono eino kone vehilkach liyabume tarvayu yevshur dilma koine mamish vavalu tarvayu benots bais echot laftur echadach yevshur chadi yevshur ditilma eino kone bakati havin lud kavos mishnei batim umi yushtei avomus avos mishnei batim afilu rabshim tarvayu miyabmin diknisa dahai mafka la mizika shara achim di lo batalta mitzisiv mishlal shachim di kiknusa la la di kiknusa la zev la zehi But what does the Rashba mean? If we say that Zika's Kiknusa, if so, when Reuven dies and the Yavama falls before Shimon and Levi, Lechora, you can't do the mitzvah of Yibum here. Because whoever does Yibum is having Bia with Knusa Sachiv. That's usher to him. And if so, or Mevatel the Mitzvah Yibum if there are three brothers and one of them dies. Because let's say Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum on his wife. If Kiknusa Damia, then she's also Levi's wife. So how can Shimon be with Levi's wife? That's bad news. That's what the Rashba means. He says, Dilo, Bitalta Mitzvah Yibum. Yivmen mishlosh achim di kiknusa lezev lezehi. Can't be. V'al kein sarach loymar. So what do we have to say? That when one of the brothers is miyabim, through the yibum of Levi, it was misbar l'mafreya that eishes Reuven nafla l'Levi v'lo nafla l'Shimon. When Levi does yibum, it turns out she wasn't Shimon's after all. And she's not kiknusa l'Shimon. And since Paka Zika Shehaisa l'Shimon. L'mafreya. So when Levi does Yibum with Reuven's wife, the Zika that she had with Shimon is annulled retroactively. And it turns out she was only Zekuka Levi. And therefore you can't say that she's like a Knusa, an Aser, the Yibum. And it's clear that Levi having beer with her is not having beer with Shimon's wife. Similarly, when Reuven dies, and now his wife falls before Shimon and Levi, and then Shimon dies, and then she comes to Levi for Yibum. It should be that Minadin, that the Yibum of Levi was Mevarer, that she fell to Levi from Reuven, and she never fell from Shimon. She never fell to Shimon from Reuven, such that the Yibum of Levi is Mafkia, removes the Zika that they that she had, that Ashes Reuven had to Shimon Lemafreya. So when Levi is Miyabim her after Shimon's death, it turns out that Shimon never had a Zika with her at all. Because the one you're doing the Bia, the Yibum with, that's the one who it turns out you had a Zika with. So according to this, asks the Rashba, how does the Gemara know that Rav Shimon isn't sure whether Zika is Kiknusa? Maybe he holds that Zika is Kiknusa. And nevertheless, we can't say that they're both Mibayis Echad. That they're both coming from Shimon. And Levi will do Yibam on one of them, and the other one will go out with nothing, as it always happens when it's two women from Shnei Batim. And the reason is, just like if Shimon hadn't died, it would be mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Eishes Reuven, even though she has a Zika Kiknusa to Shimon, because through the Yibum of Levi, it turns out retroactively that she was never Zekuka to Shimon at all, and the Zika goes away. So too, after Shimon dies, when Levi does Yibum, it was Mizbar Lamafreya, it turns out retroactively that she never fell before Shimon. Reuven's wife never had a Zika to Shimon after all. And if that's the case, Levi can be Miyabem, Reuven's wife, and Shimon's wife. Because when he's Miyabem, Reuven's wife, you're right, she was Kiknusa Damia. She was Kiknusa Damia with Shimon. But now when Levi is Miyabem her, apparently she's no longer Kiknusa Damia to Shimon. Turns out she never had a Zika to Shimon. She's only from Reuven. And Shimon's wife, that's a different bias, that's Shimon's wife. So let him do Yibam on both of them. Let Levi do Yibam on both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. And that the Rabbi Shimon says that one of them does Yibum and the other one does Chalitza. That's only because of the Maimer that Shimon did. Because maybe through the Maimer, she becomes Knusa L'Shimon. And therefore, even if Levi is Miyabim, Eishes Ruven, La'achar Mos Shimon, we are not going to say that it was Mizbara L'Mafreya that she wasn't Zekuka to Shimon. And it's only because of the Maimer, both Yevamis are coming Mibayis Echad. So Zika Kiknusa, but Levi can do Yibum, and then the Zika goes away retroactively. So why here can't he do Yibum with both? Do Reuven's wife also Reuven's wife, Shimon's wife also Shimon's wife, and the Zika doesn't bother us because the Zika Shimon had to Reuven's wife is annulled retroactively? The answer is that Shimon did Maimer. So through the Maimer, it's Shtei Yevamos Mibayis Echad. So if you have two Yevamos Mibayis Echad, you can only do Yibum on one of them. Why does the other one do Chalitza? Because maybe through the Maimer, Kaloshan HaRashba, Elahainu Taim Rishim Da'asa B'Maimer. Reason is because he did Maimer, Shema did Maimer. Umasaf Galei Maimer Kono Eino Kone. And he is Mesupik, Rav Shimon is Mesupik, is Maimer Kone or not Kone. V'hilkach li'yibum e'tarvayu e'efshir, Dilma Kone Mamish. V'havalu tarvayu b'nos b'ayis echad. Because maybe the Maimer is Kone, and they both belong to Shimon. Ulaf t'rechad e'efshir, but he also can't pater, do Yibum with one and pater the other, because Dilma ain't no Kone. Because maybe the Maimer is not Kone. V'akati havi in l'hubbos kabos mishnei batim. And therefore it's two houses. In other words, Shimon's Maimer wasn't Kone. And therefore the Reuven's wife is still Reuven's. And Shimon's wife is Shimon's. So these are two batim. So the Maimer wasn't Kone. Miu, however, says the Rashba, shtei yevamos habos mishnei batim. But if you have two yevamos that come from two houses, two different brothers, even according to Reb Shimon, both are going to do Yibum. And you can't say that, how can you do Yibum when this woman was married to the other brother, had Zika with the other brother? So how could she do Zika if she had a Zika with Shimon? How is she going to have a beer with Levi? And the answer is, the Knesset Dahayim Afkulam Zika Sharachim. Because when Levi does his Yibum, then the Zika with Shimon is retroactively annulled. Di lo bitalta mitzvah Yibum Yishlosh Achim, if not you revatal mitzvah Yavim from three brothers. V'hilkachachi laf Safik Maimer Tavar Miyab. And here, therefore here, if not for the Safik Maimer, they would both do Yibum. And it's only because of Maimer and Lo Maimer that the whole story started over here. The whole problem arose. Because we're not sure if Maimer is Kone. So that's our issue. So how can you say that we're not sure if Shimon holds Zika's Kone, if Shimon holds Zika's Kone? Zika's Kiknusa. Zika's Kiknusa? Just like we saw in the previous case of the Gemara. That when Reuven dies, she has Zika with Shimon, that's Kiknusa. And now Levi is born, and Shimon subsequently dies. Levi can do Yibum with this woman because it's not She's not considered as coming to him from Reuven, but with, from Shimon. Because Zika is Kikinusa. And here also in our case, Zika is Kikinusa. And when you have three brothers, one of them dies, Reuven dies, Shimon does Mimer. Levi could theoretically, even though there was a Zika to Shimon, but that doesn't bother us, because when Levi does Yibam with her, then it'll turn out there was never a Zika with Shimon. That's going to be what happened retroactively. That it turns out there was never a Zika with Shimon. And if there was never a Zika with Shimon, so then she was Reuven's. So he could be with Reuven's wife and then Shimon's wife, two batim. So why can't he be with both of them? Why do we say one Yibam, one Chalitza? And the answer is because Shimon did Mimer. That's her suffix. Since Shimon did Mimer, so maybe both now belong to Shimon. Shimon's a wife and Reuven's wife because of Shimon's Mimer. And therefore he can't be with both. And therefore he's obligated to have Yibam with both. Or he can do Yibam with either. He could choose which one. And in theory, the other one should be able to just go away. But if it's sad that the Mimer isn't Kona, then Reuven's wife still belongs to Reuven. And now that he does Yibum with one of them, so he's still chayvin Yibum with the other one. So therefore, what do you have to do? He has to do chalitza on the other one. So to be with both of them, he can't, because maybe they both belong to Shimon. To be with one and then the other one goes scot-free, no, maybe she's Reuven's. So therefore he does chalitza on one and Yibam on the other. Beautiful. So then why is the Gemara so sure that Rav Shimon holds that Zika is he's mesubik of Zika's kiknusa? Well, he knows Zika's kiknusa. He's just wondering about the Mimer. That's the Rashba's kasha. Answers the Rashba, Yishlomer the Kasabri the Dafka Kikami Tarbah Miyabim Chad. Omapikla Midi Zika Didach. This that we said that when one brother does Yibum, it's mafkia the Zika retroactively that existed with the other brother, that when Levi does Yibum on Reuven's wife, it annuls the Zika with Shimon, and therefore it's not like he's marrying Shimon's wife. That's only when they're both around. Because the brother is there, and she doesn't eat with him. Shimon's there, and she doesn't eat with Shimon. So that's like a rejection of Shimon, an annulment of the Zika with Shimon, and she goes with Levi. So that's Beseder Gomor. It's not like Levi is taking Shimon's wife. But when Shimon dies, which is our case, right? In our case, Reuven dies. And then Shimon does Mimer and he dies. And then Now the question is, what Levi has to do? So Shimon isn't around anymore. Im Isa, Dzika Shnei Yevnim Kiknusa. If you hold that the Zika of two Yevamers are like a Knusa, Havalan Lameimar, Diilu Havakayim, Ihu Kanisla, Umeikara Kiknusa Havasla. Where Shimon already died, if we say that Zika is Kiknusa, Midin Vadai. Therefore we should say that if Shimon were still alive, he would have married her. And therefore we don't say that through the Yibum of Levi, it became clear retroactively that she was never Zakuka to Shimon. Levi doing the Yibum doesn't show that retroactively she was never connected to Shimon. Because maybe Shimon, if Shimon were alive, he would have married her. Therefore, Levi's Yibum doesn't retroactively annul her bond with Shimon, and she's considered like Shimon's wife. So it's Shtei Yevamos Habos Mibayis Echad. And then Reb Shimon would have said that he could do Yibum on one of them, and then the other one goes free. No chalitza necessary. From the fact that he says shecholitz l'shnia, that he has to do chalitza on the other one, so that shows that he's mesupik. Maybe she still belongs to Reuven, because he's not sure that Zika's kiknusa. Because if Zika was kiknusa, then they both belong to Shimon in the case that Shimon died. So in the Teretz, the issue is not the Mimer. It's not because she did Mimer with Shimon that were Mesupuk. Because maybe, as in the Kasha, because of the Mimer, she's considered Kiknusa l'Shimon. And therefore, Reuven's doing Yibum, Levi's doing Yibum with Eishes Reuven after the death of Shimon doesn't prove to us that she was never connected to Shimon. Because maybe out the Mimer, she was connected to Shimon. And therefore both women are coming from the same house, they're both coming from Shimon. Out the Mimer. And therefore he could just marry one and the other one go free. Or maybe no, maybe the Mimer isn't good. And she can only be mad, he can only, and they're coming from two different batim. Two different batim, so he does yibum with one, and chalitza with the other. Can't do yibum on both, maybe they're coming from the same bias, but he can do yibum with one and chalitza with the other, maybe they're coming from two different batim. That's if there was mimer. So in the Kasha, we thought it was all about the Mimer. But just as far as the Zika is concerned, no, no. Zika's Kiknusa. Just after you do the Kedushin, after you do the Yibum, it turns out there was no Zika after all. We hold that Zika is Kiknusa. Let's see once more inside the Lashon of the Rashba. There is Zika. Zika Knusa. Zika is like Knusa. A Philip Zika Shnei Yivmen. Even if there are two Yivmen. Zika is Knusa. So Ruven's wife now belongs to Shimon also. Wait a second. If they're both Shimon's, then all Levi has to do is Yibam on one and the other one goes free. Lo, it's not true. The Shtei Avos was from Shnei Batim for the Rav Shimon to Rav Yavmin. Because according to Reb Shimon, if you have two Yavamas that come from two different Batim, even according to Reb Shimon, do Yibum. Otherwise, there's not going to be no Yibum with three brothers. Why? Because if you really hold that she's married to one, that when Reuben's wife dies, she's married to Shimon, then how can Levi ever take her? Or how could Shimon ever take her? She's married to the other brother. The answer is he takes her, and then there is no Zika. So he takes this woman, and it turns out there was no Zika to the brother. And if that's the case, there was no Zika to Shimon when he takes Reuven's wife. It turns out there was no Zika to Shimon. Then he should theoretically have to... He could theoretically do Yibam on Shimon's wife as well, because they're coming from two different batim. So why can't he do Yibam on both? Ela tainu taima. The reason is mishum dasa ba maimer, because he did maimer, and we're misupik of maimer kono lo eino kono. Is maimer kono or not? Dukach libum la tavayu efsher. To do Yibam to both of them, you can't. Dema kono mamish lo tavayu benos baisechad, because maybe they both belong to Shimon. They're both from the same house. Vaftirichadi efsher. But you can't say they're both come from the same house, and therefore if he does even with one, the other one's Petura, because Domain or Kone. Maybe he's not Kone. Shimon wasn't Kone. And therefore they're coming from two Batim, one from Reuven or from Shimon. And therefore, if you have two Yavamas that come from two houses, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds a Zika K'knusa, you do Yibam on both. Because the K'nusa, the K'nisa of Levi is Mafkir from Reuven. So the whole issue is the Maimer. And the Teretz of the Rashba is, no. The issue is not the Maimer, the issue is the Zika. And in Echinami, when the brother is alive, when Shimon's alive and Levi does Yibam with Reuven's wife, so now the Mafreya turns out there was no Zika with Shimon. But when Shimon dies, that's not Mafkia the Zika with Shimon. When Levi does Yibam. Because maybe if Shimon had been alive, then he would have done Yibam. So we don't say that the Yibam Shel Levi was in Spiralim afraid that she was never Zkuka to Shimon. Since she's Zkuka to Shimon, it's like two women from one house. Two women from one house. So Reb Shimon should say that you get to choose which one do you do Yibam with, and the other one goes free. From the fact that he says Yidu Chalitza, it must be his mesubik of Zika K'knusa or not. And Mamela, maybe Reuven's wife isn't Shimon's. And therefore she has to do Chalitza with her. So that's the Mahalach of the Rash, but there's loads to say on this. And I'm hoping that in a future shir, we will discuss this more. Just one more note. It's interesting to know Reb Shimon Shkup. It's hard to go away without mentioning Reb Shimon Shkup on this. Lechora, the Siman Yud Zayin.
Taluya davar b'machloket bim yesh brera o ein brera.
That vort that we said, that when you do yibum, it's misbar l'mafreya, that she was kenusa to him and not to the brother. That's talim yesh brera or ein brera. If after the fact it becomes clear, retroactively, what you do now, if I say I'm going to take truma from a certain pile, and I don't say which fruits I'm going to take truma from, but I say I'm going to take truma. So afterwards, whatever fruits I take, it's misbar l'mafreya that was what I meant. So here also, that's only if you hold yesh brera. But if you hold ein brera, you can't do that. So here also, it depends yesh brera, then we say that mafreya was misbar, that she was his yibum. If not, not. There's a lot more. Mir Tashem, we will hopefully discuss this in the future. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.